Great to be with you this morning, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. We hear Senator Kalsert there discussing the budget. The context here, you have to deal with the budget every year, but this year, budget cuts. Governor Brian Kemp in recent weeks ordering 4% budget cuts, the current budget, and for the coming fiscal year, 6%. The obvious question, obvious to me anyway, how do you do this without eliminating jobs and cutting services, or do you do it without eliminating jobs and cutting services?
Well, Tim, I'm really proud of Governor Kemp and his leadership. One of the things that you have to ask yourself is government supposed to be the answer to everything? And for me, the answer is clearly no. We want the government to provide those essential services that people can't do on their own, and the private sector can't do. For me, I know that, Governor Kemp was running, he used the phrase, keep chopping. Well, I'm proud to see he's doing that in his actions as our governor to keep chopping and cutting down the tax burden that every Georgia citizen is under.
All right, well, you mentioned, Senator, again, things the private sector can't do on its own, things I can't do. Well, I can't pay for the education system. I can't pay for the prisons. I can't pay for the road work. I mean, that has to be done at the state level. Now, I'm contributing with taxes, but I mean, if they're going to cut budgets, my question is, are we going to see less effective prison work, less effective road work, less effective teaching work? Are these cuts going to hit home?
Well, one of the things, and as you know, the entire spending of government comes from different sources. I was proud several years back where we passed the Transportation Improvement Act, that have put some money from other sources, mainly from motor fuel tax, onto where we're doing with our highways. When we start looking at our prison systems and so forth, one of the things that we've done is we've outsourced some of that. We have some private prisons in the state that are more efficient at running the prison system in certain cases than you can with the government bureaucracy. So for me, there's a lot of different aspects of what we do in managing the day-to-day activities. And that's where I hope that we can continue to look for ways to reduce the spending for the average taxpayer.
Senator Frank Ginn with us. Mention exactly where you represent. Again, about half of Athens and then up into Madison County, some other counties up in northeast Georgia and some other parts of other counties anyway. Talk specifically about that for a moment, because I know this has been a thing for several years now. You've focused on it. We've had Congressman Doug Collins talking about this, improving, enhancing internet access, broadband capability for some of those folks who don't live, for example, in Athens, where it's less problematic than it is in some other rural parts of the state, Madison County, Franklin County, elsewhere.
Well, Tim, and officially today, I tell people that I represent the whole state. Today, it's just those people that live in Barrow, Jackson, Madison, and Clark decide how long. Now for me, it is a great honor. I'm starting my 10th year in the Georgia Senate this year. And for me, when I start looking at where we're at on broadband, yesterday morning I was speaking with the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. And we've done some things to allow the private sector to kind of take some burden off of them on providing service. This is where, for example, we passed legislation to allow any of the EMCs to either provide internet access or to partner with a local provider so that they can do some things jointly and better service to their rural parts of Georgia.
Well, about that, rural Georgia, the internet issues, the broadband access issues and others, a lot of issues in rural Georgia. We're seeing economies that are doing really well in other parts of the state, continuing to struggle in parts of the state. South Georgia native, I'm from South Georgia. I know a lot about it, can see a lot of those communities that continue to struggle there. What do we do? What does the legislature do? You mentioned the government can't solve all the problems, and obviously that's true, but are there some things the government can be doing to close some of those gaps?
Well, I'll give you an example of one that I'm going to brag on one of your listeners there with AT&T, Paul Chambers.
Mm-hmm.
He came out to Elbert County, which I actually used to represent Elbert County, and they decided how long. But what Paul did, he said, hey, we've got a product called Fixed Wireless with AT&T. Said, we want to go out here and do some things to help put that out. As it was, said the northern end of Madison County is covered under that cell tower that sits over in Elbert County. They had one of my neighbors that was telling me, hey, I need to get better internet access. As it turns out, said they, it just worked out for him that that was a probably about 5 times, maybe 10 times the speed of what he had, said the in an internet access. So for me, you never know where that solution's going to come from or exactly how we go about making that, but you got to look for opportunities, and that was one that I can brag on my friend Paul Chambers.
Well, Senator Frank Gehm with us another few minutes here. Again, the new legislative session starting Monday of next week. One of the things that's come up in recent days, there's some discussion about those tax credits, the incentives that have brought the movie industry, the film industry, to Georgia over the past decade or so, generally seen as very, very successful. A lot of movies and TV shows made here in Georgia now, but some talk about looking at those incentives and how much farther we go with them. Where's your thinking on this?
Well, Tim, for me, I get to chair the Economic Development and Tourism Committee in the Senate, which the film industry comes underneath that committee. Said, for me, back the clock up 10 years ago when I got down to the Capitol and our film tax credit had already been implemented and passed, but it really hadn't taken hold until Governor Deal's leadership came on board to really push to bring those jobs to Georgia. Now, for me, Tim, I tell people, I said, look, 10 years ago, our unemployment rate there in Athens was about 13 to 14%. Today, said the, and as I looked up, our unemployment figures for right now are sitting at about 2.5%. So for me, Tim, that's what you call a success story. And as we do that, those are the kind of things that you look for. It may be time to reevaluate, okay, where are those tax credits going? What's the liability on where we're at? But it put a lot of people to work in Georgia, and it's one of those things that, for me, it'll really help with where we're at to look at, okay, where do we need to go in the future on that tax credit?
Do you see casino gambling in any form or fashion getting any more traction in this session than it has in recent sessions?
You know, I got to meet with several of my colleagues yesterday, and we discussed it. I don't know that the timing is exactly right. Said they right now, that's one of those things that for me, it's. I know my colleague Brandon Beach has worked diligently. I served on a study committee with him this year to look at all of the things, and it's one of those things that I don't think the timing is right for what will happen this year.
State Senator Frank Gehm, we'll see you again. The new legislative session starting Monday. Senator Frank Gehm representing District 47 in Georgia's upper chamber. Thanks for being with us this morning. Best of luck in that session starting next week.
Great to be with you, Tim, and I hope all of your listeners have a prosperous 2020.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.